Scorpions Avenue.
Be swayed by your white tears.
God, is that any way to talk to your co-host?
Grandmother?
Has you gallivanted around ski resorts and took time with other podcasts, much less successful? How was your comedy, stand-up comedy debut?
Oh my God, it was really great. It's my first time doing like actual stand-up, as Bunny and I have talked about before on this podcast. You know, because I work closely with Bunny and with Bob and have a lot of comedy friends, Bianca, Mateo, etc. People, and I'm funny, people think that I am like, I fancy myself a stand-up comedian. I do not call myself that at all. I'm someone who can say like funny things on a microphone, but I don't think I'm a comedian because that's a completely different set of skills, I think. But so Aspen was my first dive into stand-up and I really enjoyed it. I had some funny, the audience thought I was very funny. And I was just working out like what my comedic voice is. And surprise to you, Bunny, I talk a lot about sex.
And, oh, okay.
Yeah, a lot about sex and a lot about race. Surprise, okay. Surprise.
Okay. Okay. Well, you often say that you're not funny. I'm not a stand-up comedian, but I'll tell you, you are outspoken. You're usually going to have an opinion. You know, you're not shy about it. So, that is your comic voice. I mean, I'm not saying everything that everything you say is a punchline, but.
But yeah, Aspen was really fun. I skied for the first time. Have you ever skied? When you did the Aspen Gay Ski Week, did you ski at all, or did you enjoy any of the festivities, or just the Colorado festivities of cannabis?
I enjoyed the gourmet edibles and teetering around in high heels, mules actually, because I'm that crazy, in the snow.
Did you really wear mules in the snow?
I did, and you know, God. Like all white people, when my feet get wet, they smell like corn chips.
Pop the corn to feed the kid.
I did it. No, you know what? I would never go skiing. I might sit. I saw the video of you and Bob, and it looked like fun. It looked very freeing, but I just wouldn't have the nerve. I would sit on one of those things that fits a few people and slide down on a board.
Oh my God. Well, you know, there was one contestant who sustained an injury a couple of years, seven or 8 years ago, and he's paralyzed. And he did the first event where it's like a chair on top of a snowboard, and he did this like crazy big air off of this thing. And it was the first time they'd ever seen it, and it was actually really cool. So maybe we can get you on one of those when you come to Aspen and push you down the hill and see what happens.
Well. I
said a contestant, an athlete. Oh my God, I'm such a fag. Yeah, we had one contestant. I mean, an athlete.
No, So look, if you have control over your, I'm not that coordinated on dry land, you know, so snow, I mean, it's like, I mean, it must be so freeing to whiz, you know, on those skis, like, and get good enough to like, be able to like zip around a tree, but I would be the one that was hitting the tree. You know?
Yeah.
When I was growing up, there was a movie called The Other Side of the Mountain, and it was about a famous skiing couple. I don't remember. They weren't big names. This was in the 70s, and I was probably, this was when the first time I realized that, girl, you're a sick piece. And it was about a celebrity skiing couple who were competing, and then they had an accident, and the girlfriend did not recover and was in a wheelchair. Mm. And she invited him over to show that she had improved her mobility after many, many months. He thought that she was going to be able to get up out of the wheelchair and presumably rejoin their winning skiing duo. Mm-hmm. But instead, her progress was that she had managed to... she could show him that she could dig her hand into a bowl and pull out some popcorn.
Oh my God.
To me, that just solidified in my mind is this is what happens to skiers. She was a pro and she's rejoicing over some popcorn. This is not for you, mama.
Well, you know, I know. Girl, you can, this, something traumatic can happen to you walking to your bodega to get a fucking soda. Like you can't live life in fear, bunny. You have to spread your wings and fly, little butterfly. Fly.
Yes, but I'm not walking to the bodega on ice.
Wow, not invoking the name of a department of the government set to degrade people of color. Not
degregate. There's a new one.
Yeah, is that a word? Did I make that up?
Is it dedicate or denigrate?
Maybe it's denigrate. Okay. I meant
both. I'm doing good. I'm getting ready for a tour in England, unmasked and unfiltered and lots of new material. So I'm excited. I mean, look, we can bitch about the pandemic, of course, but we can also say that
really quick, degradate is the word. Degradate is the act or process of damaging or ruining something of the environment. So kind of.
Like RuPaul is a degradator. whose chosen form of degradation is fracking.
Yeah, sorry to cut you off. Go ahead.
Anyway, yeah, I've just been busy doing my thing and getting ready to go on tour. I mean, if I did not go on tour, I would literally go crazy. Not only because I wouldn't be earning my rent, but I cannot work at home, and online shows kind of suck. But I just need to get out there, and I need to do my thing. I've had the vaccination and the boosters. So, you know, they need to work. If I do get COVID, I'll get a bit less. Actually, I had COVID.
Did you recently?
Yeah, a couple weeks ago.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it was 2 days in bed with a very sore throat. I didn't have the loss of taste or smell. Some would say I never had any taste.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't have the coughing or fever or headache, but I spent 2 days in bed. Third day, I was 70% better. Fourth day, I was pretty much over it. So, now, I don't know whether this was because Omicron was milder, because the vaccine, you know, did its thing. And made it a milder case, whether it was Delta. I tried to get a test that would show me if it was Delta or Omicron, but it didn't. So whatever. But it was, you know, obviously it was scary. And, you know, I hope Omicron is mild. I mean, that's what is being said, although...
I think it is mild. I think, I mean, again, if you're boosted and vaccinated, you know, you are, again, you're lessening your chances of ending up in the ICU or going to the hospital. You're making it more so that you may just have common cold symptoms and you can get over it in a couple of days. That's the goal.
Yes, and as someone who is in a couple of high-risk groups, high blood pressure, diabetes, I'm not 80, but I'm not 20.
You're trans.
You know, fat. And I'm not you know, thin either.
Yeah.
So you'll be shocked to learn. So, you know, I mean, I work around people and I often have to fly to get to gigs.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's important for me to use every protection that, that we have.
Well, with all of your time at home, have you been watching RuPaul's Drag Race?
I don't have a TV but I will watch segments on the, Instagram, RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh, yeah, because they pretty much put it all on Instagram now. You don't even really need to watch the show because they put the runways and the lip sync songs online now, which is what everyone really cares about, let's be honest.
Yeah.
And even the challenges now, too. They'll like cut the challenges out and put them online now, too.
Yeah. Well, that's what I watched. I saw Ru perform Catwalk, which was a kind of a lackluster.
It was so good. I loved it.
You're telling me that RuPaul is the top queen in the fucking world and she's going to sashay Shantae like her hips are about to break?
I'm thinking of my father and my mom who are up there and I cannot see them doing that. Okay, I cannot see them walking and doing choreography, okay? Can my mom...
Well, I'm fat. Bitch, I'm fat and I can do better than that, okay?
Can my mom switch her hips and hit a beat? Sure. Can my mom do full-on choreo? No, neither can my father. So that's the lens I look at it from. And I'm like...
Okay, so Rue is old and pitiful, therefore anything is good. Not, here's a queen at the top of her game, which the most famous queen in the world, and that's what you're going to give it? And then you're going to try to judge somebody else's performance? I don't think so.
I thought it was really, do you ever see her on the show and be like, that is my old friend that I used to do acid with over in Atlanta? Do you ever like, look at my old homegirl?
Of course I do. And Rue always looks beautiful.
Yeah.
Always. Yeah. Always. Very beautiful. But I did watch the show. And one thing that's interesting to me, and you know, I'll say this as someone, in case you're listening to the podcast for the first time, I'll watch clips of Drag Race. You know, I don't have a TV, so I don't really watch anything. I have Netflix on my computer. But I did see Carrie Colby compete against
Alyssa Hunter,
which was on the last thing. And, you know, Alyssa, it was a J-Lo theme, and they were lip-syncing to Play, which I am not alone. Puerto Rican friends said, how do you come up with her whole discography? How do you come up with Play? Give me some Get Right. Give me some, I mean, Play, really? How about Journey from the Block? How about, you know, I mean, come on. Get Right is a fucking masterpiece.
Get Right is a good song.
But anyway, they chose Play, and Alyssa Hunter was all over the stage.
She was great.
She was doing a lot of choreography, but she had a money gun at the end, which did not fire money.
A slight snafu.
Yes, a slight snafu. Now, on the other hand, Carrie, they didn't really focus on her that much, who won this round. She chose kind of like a sexy, slinky version.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe her lip sync was 1,000% on point. And she didn't have a prop that malfunctioned. But to me, it didn't have the entertainment value of Alyssa Hunter, who lost. What did you think about it?
Oh, I agree. I thought that Alyssa Hunter 1,000% should have won. I thought even though she had a little mishap with the money gun, she recovered greatly and she was all over the stage. I thought I couldn't take my eyes off of her. And yes, Carrie Colby was serving. And we know this. Everyone knows Carrie Colby's fucking gorgeous. She's stunning.
Beautiful.
She can literally do anything and I'm buying it. But performing J-Lo, Alyssa Hunter completely destroyed her, and it was a gag that Carrie was safe and Alyssa had to go home. I was gagged. And also thought, with Alyssa's little snafu with the gun, I'm like, that shows, like, as a performer, when you do live theater, shit happens. Sometimes the money gun don't go off. Sometimes the costume reveal doesn't happen. Bitch, it's how you recover and how you still sell the song after that. And I thought Alyssa Hunter did a great job. And it was an injustice for her to have sashayed away.
Well, whenever you use a prop or you do a wig reveal or a costume reveal or have rose petals fall, I mean, that's a gimmick, which, yeah, you know, can add to your performance and in a club or on Drag Race can send it over the top. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the gun didn't work. There's no debate about that. No money came out of it. But I just... You know, when you hear people saying online, well, they kept Maddie Morphosis the week before, even though she didn't have a great lip sync, because they wanted to keep the straight person to keep that narrative going, and they weren't going to get rid of the, you know, trans contestant, Carrie, you know, that early in the season. So yeah, they got rid of one who was clearly better. Now, honey, I don't know. I'm not in the meetings at World of Wonder on who should go or stay, but that is kind of a nutty, you know, thing. I was never involved in the pageant scene. Mm-hmm. My the crown that I want is a paycheck. You know,
no, you need a crown on your fucking tooth. That's what you need.
Ooh, but you know, so that was never really a route for me. I mean, I was never looking to do perfection. It's a good thing because I can't achieve it, you know, or even weight loss. So, you know, I've always been a little bit mystified about, I see it as gays, like pageants and Drag Race rules and competition. I see it as like the gay equivalent of straights bickering over football. I look at what entertains me, and I don't know the rules well enough to say, oh, well, no, because when so-and-so on season 3 used a prop that didn't win, she won. I don't know all that. But mm-hmm. I just thought that Alyssa seemed more entertaining. And I put up something on Instagram. I'm so... technically challenged, you know, that it didn't even show the whole caption, but I made a meme. That was a big victory for me, making a meme. Can they see the words? No, but they can see it on Facebook. I just said that that it looked like Alyssa Hunter had hired Alec Baldwin's prop person.
Oh my God.
You know, and
are people dragging you into comments?
Well, some of them are laughing mostly, but one of them said something about how it was, how could I joke about killing a trans contestant? I'm like, that wasn't the joke. The joke is that the prop didn't work, and neither and
Alec
Baldwin.
Reach. Reaching.
Yeah, it's, but you know, it's also people who are thinking, you know, ooh, I want the trans one to stay because I'm all about trans people, even when they aren't giving a better performance. Right. I'm all about trans people too. And I think that they're totally equal. That's why I can look at them and say, mama, that wasn't the winning lip sync in my view.
Yeah, period.
And it's not, I'm not anti-trans.
Yeah. Girl, don't even get me started on that. People love to do that. I'm like, no, like, that's not what the case is. Also, other people were saying that maybe the reason why Carrie wasn't moving so much was because she didn't want to rip the dress. I'm like, then girl, then you don't wear that dress.
So, yes, I've heard people excusing Carrie because this was the J-Lo dress, but baby, don't wear a dress to compete, girl, if it hampers your competition.
Hello.
You know, I mean, like, yeah, hello. Is that iconic? Also, wear it on the runway. But this is a problem that pageant queens have brought up to me about the format of Drag Race. In all pageants, you come out, and whether it's like, oh, this is the traditional costume of my country, or this is my look for the theme segment of it, where you wear an elaborate costume with a hat and a headdress and a huge train. You don't wear that to perform. You yeah. wear that, you know, so, I mean, a lot of times we've seen queens, you know, who are like, oh, I couldn't. So, yeah, don't wear a dress you can't perform in to perform or yeah. your performance is not going to be that great.
Bitch, I've seen girls who are lip sync on that show with thousands of dollars on and the desperation, you fuck it up. Honestly, if she fucked up the J-Lo dress, it's fabric. They can make a new one. It'll be all right. I would have done what I needed to do to stay on the show. I mean, she stayed anyway, so who are we, but whatever.
Well, I mean, it is cool that she had the actual J-Lo dress. She looked gorgeous in it. It would be a scarf on me. So I'm just jealous.
Yeah, I would have been swimming in it.
Oh, please.
Obviously, this is a podcast. And there are some podcasts that are so fucking huge. Like they are, they make millions and millions and millions of dollars and hundreds of millions of dollars apparently annually. And one of those is the Joe Rogan podcast. Now, I have to admit, I didn't know much about Joe Rogan. Over the pandemic, I started seeing, like, you know, everyone's bored, searching everywhere for whatever you can find. And I would, and his podcast, specifically his episode he did with Candace Owens, popped up on my YouTube and I watched it. And it was, like, so crazy. And I didn't realize that Joe Rogan is the most listened to podcast in the world, like by like a single person.
Yes, 11 million subscribers.
11 million subscribers. And yes, there are things like This American Life, but that's like that's a different type of podcast with like an ensemble. Joe Rogan is like a single like person with like the most successful podcast.
Yes, and when he had Candace, I believe this was on there because I've never heard his whole podcast. It's 3 hours long.
Yeah, it's too long.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have that attention span. But, you know, I do think it's a good idea to have people doing long form chat shows and, you know, on a variety of topics. So if you're into that. Now, I don't remember if this was when he had Candace Owens on. Someone had her on and really made a fool out of her. And I think it may have been him because she
said. Yeah, it was him.
She said that that Biden and the Democrats were you know all socialists who were under the influence of AOC and Bernie Sanders, and I'm like, what, Candace?
No,
I think he said no. I don't think that. I wish they were
because Joe Rogan is a big Bernie bro, right?
No, he's an independent, like 40% of Americans. He did endorse Bernie Sanders. But you see, he also says things that the mainstream media does not like. Now, there was an instance, well, like that Joe Biden seems senile. The mainstream media would have us believe that he has a stutter, even though there is no evidence of this stutter throughout Joe's 40 years in public office until he got old. But look, the guy's doing we do 1 hour of talk per week, except for last week. And, you know, we get pretty in depth about stuff, but Joe has different people with different opinions on, because there isn't one right or wrong. There, science is very nuanced. And you know what else? Scientists don't always agree with each other. You know, that you can, if you are of a certain persuasion, look, we all cherry pick details that suit our point of view, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
If there is a fact that exists with other facts, we may ignore the other facts to present the fact that aligns with our view. Whether that is I hate Republicans, Joe Rogan is an asshole, or whatever. So
yeah.
I do appreciate the fact that Joe has, you know, progressives, right wingers, every kind of person on his show. Now, he did admit to COVID disinformation. about one thing. I don't remember what that was. I'm going to look at this document to see. He discouraged young people from receiving the COVID-19 vaccine, incorrectly claimed that mRNA vaccines are gene therapy, and promoted the use of ivermectin to treat COVID-19, contrary to FDA warnings against using the drug to treat the virus.
You have, again, 11 million subscribers, okay? That's the people who subscribe. Obviously, people subscribe to podcasts. You also have people who listen to podcasts who don't subscribe to it. And he has this, and so that is he's talking to a lot of people sharing terrible information. And it is just so irresponsible for this motherfucker to do this. Like, this is crazy.
Okay, but I want to revisit the thing that I just read, which our producer sent us. I don't know what it is a quote for. But so he's discouraged young people from receiving the COVID-19 vaccine. I don't watch the show. I don't watch his show. But I am aware that he warned that myocarditis, a heart condition, is a possible side effect from one of the vaccines in a small but still noticeable amount of young men who may get this. Will it be lasting heart condition? I don't know. So that's one of the things that he mentioned. I do not know about him saying that mRNA vaccines are gene therapy. But like I say, I don't watch, so he may have done that. He apologized for one thing that he got wrong. But here's one thing that I do know about because I've researched it and seen other commentaries on it. Mm-hmm. That he promoted the use of ivermectin to treat COVID-19. Well, he got COVID, and with a doctor's supervision, he said he got, I don't know whether he's vaccinated or not.
I'll check, but I'm pretty sure I've seen articles saying where he is not vaccinated.
Right, but we also have to realize that even though vaccination is more important for someone who is my overweight size and my age, it is young people are going to young, especially young fit people are likely to get over it more than someone my age
Joe
or
Rogan
in
is
their
not young.
80s. Well, he's
Joe Rogan is 54 years old.
But someone who is physically fit, like a lot of the people who die from COVID are obese. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's like anyway, I don't know what he said about that. But do you remember a couple months ago when every late night show was making fun of Republicans who used horse paste or ivermectin to treat COVID?
Yeah, I remember this.
Yeah, Jimmy Kimmel. Yes, it was mentioned with the hydrochloroquine and drinking bleach, which Trump recommended. So I have done some research on this today.
Oh, wait, really quick. So when Joe Rogan had Sanjay Gupta on the podcast, he talked about all things COVID, and Joe Rogan said this: I'm a healthy person. I exercise constantly. I'm always taking vitamins. I take care of myself. And that's how he defended not getting vaccinated. But he also said later, he said that he recommended that vulnerable people get the shot, adding that his parents have had theirs and agreeing it was safe. But he said, if you're like 21 years old and you say to me, should I get vaccinated? I'll go, no. So.
Well, and you know what? He's a podcaster like we are.
True.
You know, with opinions. Now, from the few snippets I've seen of his show, it looks like he asks some good questions. And like I say, he admitted that he was wrong about spreading COVID disinformation in one case. But let me just take the ivermectin thing alone. This was on Jimmy Kimmel, Fallon, Saturday Night Live, Stephen Colbert, where they actually all said that ivermectin was something for stupid Republicans to take. who do not want to get vaccinated. Now, are there people who, for whatever reason, don't want to get vaccinated, who want to, who, and then get COVID, and who take, who get horse dewormer in the form of ivermectin from a pet store or a farming supply store and OD on it? Yes, there are. However, this is, ivermectin is prescribed for human beings. The inventor of it won a Nobel Peace Prize in 2014 because it has been prescribed millions of times around the world to treat river blindness and scabies, rosacea, several things. It's an antiviral.
But I think that's mixing things. Yes, people say people are not debating if human beings can take ivermectin. It's about taking it for COVID-19. No doctor, no one has said that it's for COVID-19. So when people say it's for super Republicans, they're saying it's for stupid people who are trying to take it to treat COVID-19, which it has proven it does not do that unequivocally.
Okay, so let me push back on that. This is from the NCB. Well, this is from the FDA. Clinical trials assessing ivermectin tablets for the prevention or treatment of COVID-19 are ongoing. World Health Organization, quote, the current evidence on the use of ivermectin to treat COVID-19 patients is inconclusive. Until more data is available, the World Health Organization recommends that the drug only be used within clinical trials. Here is the National Institute of whatever Fauci's, NIH. There is insufficient evidence for the COVID-19 treatment guidelines panel to recommend either for or against the use of ivermectin for the treatment of COVID-19. Results from adequately powered, well-designed, and well-conducted clinical trials are needed to provide specific evidence-based guide on the role of ivermectin in the treatment of COVID-19. So they've said that it needs more trials, and we are 1 year.
But that doesn't mean it does it. We're still trying it out. But do you know what absolutely does do it? The vaccine.
No, the vaccine is not. Listen, we've had the vaccine for 1 year. It does not treat COVID. It makes it less severe if you get it. But only 63% of the population has gotten the vaccine. And
it's
I don't
so crazy
think
to
that
me. People will take horse dewormer as a preventative measure for COVID-19, but they won't take an FDA-approved a vaccine that the government is saying is good. It's good to help you, whatever you want to say, lower your risks of getting COVID, make it less severe, whatever it is, that they will take a horse dewormer, ivermectin, that has not proven to do any of these things. They're trying it out, whatever. Who knows? It'll take them a year, 10 years, 20 years to figure it out. But this vaccine is proven and works, but it won't take that. That's the crazy thing. So that's when people say stupid Republicans. I think that is the sentiment. This is where they're coming from.
And honey, you will never find me shopping for medicine in a farming supply store.
Right.
However, we do need something to treat people who got COVID, whether they are vaccinated or not. This is why they're readying as quickly as they can a pill by Pfizer, which would treat people if you take it within days of getting COVID. To help it go out of your system more quickly. This is another thing that the NCBI says. Moderate certainty evidence finds that large reduction in COVID-19 deaths are possible using ivermectin. Using ivermectin early in the clinical course, in other words, when you get it, may reduce numbers progressing to severe disease. The apparent safety and low cost suggest that ivermectin is likely to have a significant impact on the SARS-CoV-2 pandemic globally. So my attitude is, I want to try every drug. This is from the NCBI, which is a health website, National Center for Biotechnology Information.
National Center for Bullshit Information.
Well, I mean, it's a .gov website, so I think it's important that Joe Rogan used a bunch of things when he got COVID. Monoclonal antibodies, which have been shown to help people recover from COVID. And you see, I got the vaccine because I wanted that protection. But if for whatever reason you don't want the vaccine, then it would be great to have a drug that could treat it after you get COVID. And now with Omicron, we're seeing that with all of the breakthrough cases, you know, with Delta too, that the vaccine doesn't stop transmission, as has been repeated as ad nauseum by the mainstream media. So I think Rogan's voice is very important to have. I think it's important to ask questions. Like I say, he did apologize for getting something wrong about COVID. I don't think he's a monster. I don't think he's like a Trump type person. He has the ear of straight guys, and with 11 million followers, he's got a broader reach than cable news.
Well, so, that kind of begs the question to something you were saying earlier, is that because you said, well, he's just a podcast, they're just like us. I'm like, he's not. We are not getting, we don't have 11 million subscribers. We don't have the air of all of these people. So I think that when we have a responsibility on here to not spread misinformation and speak as with as much insight as possible. Joe Rogan has that responsibility is multiplied a bajillion times because of his reach and what he can do and say to hundreds of millions of people across the world.
Monet, you mentioned that you haven't heard anyone saying that the vaccine would prevent you from get COVID.
No. From giving it to someone.
Right. Okay. So my understanding, and this is a very, I don't want to spread COVID disinformation, but the things that I've read on it said that the vaccine will make people who get COVID have less of it in their mouth and nose for a shorter time, and therefore they may be less likely to transmit it than the extremely transmissible Omicron. Got it. But people do believe, because of what they've heard on the news, that COVID stops. But now, it may help stop transmission. But here's a few quotes. Joe Biden, July 21st, quote, you're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations. That's false.
Rochelle Walensky. This is information that has changed over time, because again, this is
okay. This was July 2020. This is July 2021, and that was after the breakthrough infections in Provincetown had made national news for weeks. Mm-hmm. So to say that is just false. Another quote from the CDC director Rochelle Walensky: "Quote, vaccinated people do not carry the virus. Don't get sick." Unquote. I got sick. I have had two vaccines and a booster. So that is not true.
And then from then, they released statements saying, okay, and then then these things are then broken down further. Again, this is a pandemic that is happening in real time. This is not something that happened 100 years ago that we have all the information from that we can make definitive statements. And as time progresses and different vaccines and different boosters happen, health officials, they feel like they have a handle on it. And they're like, okay, we've seen 100 cases. We've seen 50 cases and 50 of them have not transferred it. All it takes is one to break that. So I don't think that they are saying these things to trick people into, oh, get the vaccine because this won't happen. From what they're seeing from all people who are taking the vaccines and boosters, this is the information they have. And when they have one that defies that or breaks that, they have to go back and be like, okay, let's reassess. If you have it, you are most likely won't. And then that's how these things happen. They cannot make definitive statements.
You most likely won't what? Transmit it? Because that's not true. And it's not just one case. It's breakthrough cases. Everyone in the bar scene in New York York got Omicron when it hit. Within 2 weeks, everyone I know got COVID.
Because Omicron queens, happened overnight. Omicron wasn't here for a while, and this has been going on. People were not getting cases. Everyone in New York was out dining at the clubs. Nothing was happening. In just 2 weeks, the Omicron variant happened, and then all these people started getting sick. So then they start to make new regulations and new guidelines because they have new information. It's not like Omicron was out here chilling and then everyone's getting sick. No, it just happened in the blink of an eye. We all saw that. Everyone in New York was fine. And then sometime in November.
But they weren't fine though. They weren't fine. They were getting breakthrough infections like several of my friends who went to Provincetown. In fact, the case could be made that if you just sit there and think, oh, I got the vaccine, I'm a good person, I'm a good Democrat, I don't even need to wear my mask, that's what caused a lot of the breakthrough infections is people relaxing the guidelines because they thought, I've got the vaccine and it's going to protect me, because they had listened to people like Fauci who lied at the beginning of the pandemic and said that masks don't stop the spread.
But he wasn't lying. He was learning. Bunny, he was learning just like us. Fauci had never, yes, he is a disease specialist, whatever he is, but Fauci had never encountered the COVID-19 disease before. He was learning. Everyone was learning at the beginning. I think Fauci was out here being like, oh yeah, masks help you prevent it, like, saying that as a way to trick people into wearing certain masks. That's crazy.
Honey, the man studies infectious diseases, and this one is airborne.
And he's doing the best he can.
Well, he's not doing the right thing if he's saying that masks don't prevent the spread. The right thing to do is to come out and say, now, at the beginning of the pandemic, you know, because maybe this was a white lie that he told, because the rescue workers did not have enough masks. That's what the media spins this as, that the rescue workers didn't have the good quality mask. That's why only now is Biden, you know, sending out the good quality mask. People ran around with vaccines thinking that they were invincible and they got COVID. They actually dropped the precautions like social distancing, like air purifying, HEPA filters in public spaces, and like good quality masks, which Biden is only now sending out, you know, a year into office. I mean, this is a quote from Fauci, May 17th, 2020. When people are
vaccinated. Which is at the beginning of the pandemic.
No, that is last year. The pandemic started in 2019.
I mean.
2021. When people are vaccinated, they can feel safe. They will not be infected, unquote. That's not true. He said that on MSNBC, you know, to a large. So at any rate, the reason that we're talking about Joe Rogan is that he is accused of spreading vaccine or COVID disinformation. And my point is, all of the people from Biden to Walensky, the CDC director, and Fauci have said things that were disinformation. Now, did they apologize for it? Joe Rogan did. He admitted that he was wrong, but what he has done is that he has had on guests who they don't like, who the mainstream media does not like. He had on Dr. Robert Malone, who created the mRNA technology that these vaccines not the Johnson & Johnson, but the Moderna and the Pfizer are based on. He had that guy on. And the reason that they banned that guy from Twitter, the guy that created the technology, is that because he said that that boosters are not recommended for everyone. And he also, I believe, I don't watch Joe Rogan, said that it is not necessary for children to get vaccinated because COVID poses very little risk for them. I know nothing about that. I believe that's why they took Robert Malone, who created the mRNA technology, off of Twitter, because that would cut into profits of people who are only pushing a vaccine-only strategy, which more people died under
conspiracy theory.
Okay, but that, yeah. I don't know what context.
This Dr. Malone compared COVID-19, compared the pandemic to Nazi Germany, which again is insane. So, in what way?
I mean, you could say anything that you pair with Nazi Germany makes people say, "Oh my God, don't you?" I don't know what he's trying to get at.
He said that a mass formation. Dr. Robert Malone compared the U.S. reaction to the pandemic to the rise of Nazi Germany, claiming that a mass formation psychosis had developed among its residents. So, I mean, that is a false equivalency. That is not the same thing. That is crazy. That is insane behavior.
Okay. So when I was glad when Joe Biden announced that if you're vaccinated, you could take your masks off outdoors because I wear them religiously, but I don't like them. There is a mindset of psychosis. You know, when I posted something on Facebook about how we don't need to wear masks outside, someone, and he is heavy and he is close to my age, said, "I wear my mailbox." Fuck what they said. I wear my mask to the mailbox downstairs to get my mail. Mm-hmm. Another example of this is that there was a video being forwarded of a woman on a Florida beach doing the hula hoop very brilliantly, and people were commenting, "Where is her mask?" Well, first of all, she is outdoors, and there's no one around her. She also appears to be very physically fit, which is, you know, something in her favor to protect against the worst outcome. And people are just ready to sound off on this. And it has become kind of like an us against them. This is not the pandemic of the unvaccinated. I can spread COVID. You can spread COVID. And the unvaccinated can spread COVID. Right. Now, I don't know why people don't get vaccinated. You know, I did, but you know, it's like that it may be unconstitutional to have the vaccine mandate, and that's why Biden's attempt to have, it's not a full mandate, has been tossed out of court a time or two, because we can't, you know. So listen, I think that Dr. Malone, from what I know, seems to want to be a right-wing hero or an anti-establishment hero. Mm-hmm. I'm not a scientist. You know, my mind goes blank. But there is a psychosis because I've seen it. I mean, I was in Florida and someone came up to me and said, "Can I do a selfie?" I said, "Not during a pandemic." They said, "I'm vaccinated." So they don't understand what the vaccine is. They think that it stops prevention. It doesn't. It may help reduce transmission. It may, but I'm not taking that kind of chance. So people do not know that you said that you knew that the vaccines don't transmit, and they may have, but this has been, Rachel Maddow has said that the disease stops with you if you get the vaccine. That is not true, and
when did Rachel Maddow say that?
I don't remember.
Is this
but
early
she said it.
Or recently?
I didn't see it on the news. I saw it in a compilation of clips of people who were spreading what is now known as vaccine disinformation. But
Bunny, this has changed and evolved so much, right? So early in the pandemic, before like public health officials knew how contagious a fucking disease was, they didn't know how it spread it. Oh my God, that's not some hood bitch. How it spread. And you know, and Fauci went on to say that they were not aware that 40 to 45% of people were asymptomatic. Again, this is early. People didn't know that so many of us had the fucking virus and had no symptoms of it. We had no idea that this was a thing. So, you know, so that is a lot of people who get infected and from people without symptoms. So I think that's why a lot of the mask stuff got really strange. And first it was only wear KN95 ones. Oh, you have to wear surgical ones. If you're going to wear cloth ones, wear two or three. Like, there were so many. We were all learning what this was together. And even since then, that has evolved too. So don't wear the N95 ones, only the KN95. Like, it's all changing. I don't think, no one wants this fucking thing to continue. People are trying their best to eradicate it as best and as swift as possible. And with information coming in about asymptomaticity and all this stuff, it's just all par for the course, I feel, with going through a pandemic.
Obviously, there's going to be new information, but even CNN, and I don't have this handy, has admitted that people are now openly criticizing the Biden information for pushing a failed vaccine-only strategy. Doctors, I follow way too many doctors, and here's another thing you need to know about doctors. They don't always agree. They can look at the same study and stress a certain point that makes it look like one thing is going on. Yeah, I mean, doctors interpret scientific data. They don't always agree. So when you hear Fauci saying things like, I am science, don't disagree with me. Look, I'm not threatened by Joe Rogan saying things that I don't agree with or that are outside the mainstream media. Yes, he does have a large reach, but one thing that attracts people to him is that it's plain talk. And so if he says, don't healthy people have a less of a chance, of having the worst COVID outcome of hospitalization, and death, well, that does go against the narrative of get everyone, vaccinated. Bear in mind that all the people who were coming down on him for using, ivermectin, and one thing he said was kind of funny, I'm a fucking millionaire. I don't need to take horse medicine, but look at how that was all over, the media, like slamming him for using horse dewormers. There was even one story repeated by Rachel Maddow, who I used to be a fan of until I realized that she's not always spreading good information, there was a report, I think it was in Colorado, that so many people were using ivermectin and ODing that they could not even have room in the hospital for gunshot victims. This turned
out... Rachel Maddow said this?
Yes, and this turned... everyone repeated this on Twitter, all of the liberal media. It turned out to be a local reporter in wherever this was that they were not able to fit gunshot wounds in because so many people had OD'd on her... That she made that up. They asked doctors at that hospital who said, we've never heard anything about this. And they all just ran with it because it fits their media. Now, like I say, I've had three vaccines, but we have to admit that we should never take the word of Big Pharma without a grain of salt or doing some research on our own. Big Pharma destroyed many, many hundreds of thousands of lives with OxyContin, and all of the doctors who prescribed it, knowing that it was highly addictive, and they've just had to pay a big settlement. And then the manufacturers, I think it's Purdue, of OxyContin, got another settlement that said, if there are few, we're paying this huge amount, but if there are other issues with other things found wrong with OxyContin, this is a blanket statement that said, we don't have to pay any more. So what if there are issues with the vaccine? I have a friend who is a Democrat who got this. She has lung issues. She got the second vaccine, and she had to be rushed to the hospital. This isn't a Joe Rogan listener. This is someone who wants to get the booster because... she wants to do the right thing and protect herself and her boyfriend, but she doesn't know. She's waiting to talk to her doctor because she doesn't want to get the booster and rush to the emergency room again. Now, do I think that this is common? No. Do I think that a lot of people are getting myocarditis who are young men? No. But that, see, this has turned into an either or, where if you're a Democrat, the vaccine is wonderful, it does all things, and it's there's no side effects. Well, there aren't enough side effects to deter me, but there are side effects sometimes. You know,
who said? I mean, I just don't know these Democrats that you keep on saying that there are no side effects. I have not heard anyone say that. Everyone, again, a lot of my friends are Democrats and progressive people. No one is out here saying they know. They're like, girl, I got the vaccine. I was knocked out for 3 days. My arm hurt. I had a headache. I was not. No one. I don't know these people you're talking about. So that's why it's hard for me to understand.
Well,
because I don't know these people.
Well, there are. There are Republicans who will make the most of the few vaccine incidents that where people did have side effects. They will take those side effects and say the vaccine's not safe, because this has sadly been turned into a political thing, whether you're on the right or the left. If you're on the left, the vaccine is perfect and it stops transmission. And, you know, I think that Joe Rogan is valuable because he asks questions and they don't always jive with the mainstream pharmaceutical sponsored. There's an ad for drugs on every news. You know, all of our politicians, right and left, take money from politicians. When Trump was making those initial COVID announcements in front of whatever, you know, White House, he introduced the heads of all the pharma companies. And I was like, I don't trust Trump. I also don't necessarily trust, even though I got, you know, vaccines, all the pharmaceutical things, you know, and people who are into fitness like to point this, and Republicans like to point this out. And I say this as someone who is fat. I can enjoy Lizzo. I can think Lizzo is beautiful. Even though she's overweight, but the left is so caught up in never even saying that anyone who is overweight, like myself, like Lizzo, is putting themselves in jeopardy. And now we've got a COVID pandemic where your weight is a direct factor in how many succumb to hospitalization and death. And the left, because they want to be, oh, I don't ever want to fat shame anyone, they are unable to say something we should do in addition to getting vaccines and investigating monoclonal antibodies, or this other, or the drug from Pfizer, or vitamin D use, is to be in shape. So, you know, this is another thing that our pharmaceutical industry.
But in shape isn't a thing too, because you have people who are in shape who are dying from the virus from the virus as well.
Well, yeah.
So yes, are you scientifically, are you more likely to whatever because you're overweight, because your body's not as healthy? Sure. But people who are going to the gym every day, exercising, taking the vitamins, running up Runyon Canyon, doing marathons and doing decathlons, they're getting sick and dying as well. So I think that's the overarching point. It's not saying that if you're fat or if you're workout, whatever, it is saying that everyone, it is affecting everyone equally.
Well, I think Joe Rogan is right that fat people are the ones who are dying more. Are thin people?
Where is his proof of this? Where is this from? Joe Rogan's just saying shit. I think that's a big point. That's a big problem with Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan may say this stuff, but where is the evidence? Where is the proof?
I think there is plenty of proof that people who are overweight and see, this is, I mean, I laugh at my are at risk for higher, you know, things. And this is why I kind of joke about the left. They can't look. We're in a pandemic where you do run a higher risk. I mean, this is known. I mean, if you're immunocompromised, if you're old, let me say immunocompromised meaning you have look, two of the high risk factors are diabetes and high blood pressure. Why do I have those? Because I eat too much. So I giggle at myself and I don't exercise enough. So I giggle at myself.
That's the whole thing too. A lot of some people with diabetes, yes, it's people who is, I mean, Go ahead. Continue yours and I'll go ahead.
Well,
go ahead.
I mean, I run around worrying about, oh my God, I'm going to get this, you know, there's little things you can do to guard against, you know, getting an infection or make sure that your body is healthy if you should get an infection. And those include vitamins, you know, vitamin D, you know, et cetera. But I'm running around thinking, oh, I need the most high-tech mask available that filters out all of the air. And then I sometimes laugh at myself and said, fat bitch, if you would just lose some weight, you might have less diabetes and less, not you might, you would have less diabetes and less high blood pressure, and that would put you less at risk. So you're running around focusing on masks and vaccines, but you know, it doesn't occur to me or other heavy people to, you know, lose weight, which is, I mean, that is one of the high risk things, just like immunocompromised, if you're cancer or, you know, if you have HIV or, you know, asthma or whatever. I mean, these are, I don't think Joe Rogan is making that up. Those are on the list of high risk, you know, factors, just like old.
Well, I mean, listen, if you're going to be out here seeing all this stuff, I want your, especially with your 11 million subscribers and your hundreds of millions of dollars of people listening to your shit, I want the facts. I want a fact sheet, Joe Rogan.
Well, but so... But we want a space here. Hey, maybe we'll have, I mean, we only have 10 million followers today. But once we get
here's some small facts. In the general population, about 43% are obese and another 29% are overweight. Among people who die from COVID-19. Among people who die from COVID-19, 46% were obese and 27% were overweight. It is true that being obese is a risk factor for severe COVID, but it is a modest risk factor at best for people who are overweight. Having complicated high blood pressure, diabetes, and just being male are additional risk factors. So, bitch, both of you, I mean, both of us are at risk because we have XY chromosomes.
Aren't you glad we're not male?
Oh, I've seen you drag. It's a man, Maury. It's a man, Maury.
I transitioned so I wouldn't get COVID.
But I mean, we can talk about this all day. Maybe we can have Dr. Darian come back again and talk to Dr. Darian. Not just about how fucking hot he is, but about COVID. Now that we're in 2022, you know, things are very different. When we first spoke to him, the landscape of COVID was different. So I think maybe we may benefit from having Dr. Darian sitting on our podcast again, and maybe we can do it in person this time. We can talk about this literally forever, but our time is drawing nigh, Lady Bunny, and I will let you guys sound off on the reviews. Because if you don't know, you can now review us on Spotify. That is new, I think, as of 2022. Uh-huh. And you guys can keep on leaving us messages on Apple Podcasts and rating us there. Give us your stars. Give us 5 stars, girl. Like, come on, give us the 5 stars, mama.
Well, I actually read a couple of the reviews, and one of them was that I was... Republican, which is way off base because the Democrats would call me far left. And one of them is that I am rich. So I don't know if y'all have been on those websites. What drag queens are worth this much? But honey, I'm coming to you live, or won't be live when you hear it, but I'm coming to you from a studio apartment in the West Village of New York. So if you are hearing what I say and thinking that I'm rich or a Republican, you are really getting it wrong. But I just think we should investigate all cures, and it doesn't bother me to have someone with a different opinion, you know, on air. You know, I mean,
yeah,
I'm not a big censorship person.
Yeah, yeah, we know. You only want to censor me, a black voice here.
That's right.
Let me speak.
Well, not as much as I would want to censor you if you were a trans woman of color.
On that note, thank you all for listening to this episode of Evan and Arnie. Next week, Bunny, we should talk about the M&M Gate. Because that's another crazy one.
Oh, that is so crazy. And to see Tucker Carlson going off about about how the Eminem female character no longer has high heels on. Bitch, were you turned on by candy in the first place? Because, I mean, I am turned on by candy. Eating it.
He, 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 He wanted to go on a, he was like, I can never take it on a date. I'm like, you want to date a fucking cartoon, a chocolate? Also, let's be honest, those fucking heels that bitch was wearing, those are some fucking ugly drag queen shoes. They should have put that bitch in a real pump. A nice pointy toe Pigalle Louboutin, if they really wanted to keep it sexy and keep it funky, okay? I'm happy they took that fucking biscuit shoe off that goddamn Eminem because I hated it so much.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the M&Ms became a metaphor for how divided we are, from the left or the right. And, if you're fighting about candy cartoon, not even the candy, like if you change the flavor, I might have something to say. If you change the candy don't come with no heels.
Yeah, and as a brown chocolate snack myself, I'm all in favor of Miss Brown changing what she needs to change.
Oh no, we're talking about sweets. You're more of a sour.
Lady Bunny, I hope you have a horrible week, and I hope I get to see your beautiful face again next week, my pet.
When our guest is Joe Rogan.
Imagine.
All right, hunty.
All right, girl.
Take care.
Peace.
A podcast network.